So Women in Tech Forum, we're very fortunate to be sponsored by some of the leading tech companies and tech marketing companies in the industry. Today in this bite-sized video, we are joined by Orla Murphy, who is the co-founder and director of SeaBlue Marketing, who is a long-standing bronze sponsor of Women in Tech Forum. So Orla, it's great to chat to you today. I'd love to hear a little bit more about yourself and your journey.
Hi, Angie, and thanks for having me join you today. And also on behalf of SeaBlue Marketing, we're absolutely delighted to be a bronze sponsor and supporter of Women in Tech Forum and everything that you guys do. We absolutely love the content that you produce and the community you're building. A little bit about me and SeaBlue Marketing. So as you mentioned, I'm co-founder and director. My partner in the business is Helen Brown. And we founded SeaBlue Marketing 2.5 years ago, actually coming up for 3 years now. Helen and I met in our client-side career too many years ago, but we've known each other for quite a long time. And funny enough, we reconnected over at an NCT class. So we shared the experience of early baby years with our oldest sons, and we formed a great friendship. But both of us coming from a client-side career, we had the opportunity to think about how we wanted to grow a business, and I suppose really take control of our own destiny, and give us the flexibility that we wanted. So between us, we bring over 30 years of tech marketing experience. We've worked in companies like Vodafone, Virgin Media, Symantec. We bring that understanding of the complexity of the tech landscape and tech marketing in general. And we take that understanding into, how we work and how we engage with our clients. So we are a specialist tech marketing B2B agency. We're a hybrid agency consultancy because we have so many years of client-side experience. We bring that understanding of the day-to-day challenges that our clients face, negotiating with internal stakeholders, achieving results. And actually, that's one of the things that our clients really value, is the ease in which we can navigate our way around our clients' business. We instinctively know how to, the questions to ask, the objectives that they have, the results that they'll want to demonstrate. And that's always the starting point when we work with our tech clients. Help us understand your goals, your priorities, your objectives, and then we'll identify the right marketing approach to help you get there. So that industry and sector experience is definitely what our clients value. The ability we have to get to the heart of the challenges that they're facing, and the innovative way, I think, in which then we help them to get to the outcomes and results that they're looking for. So that's why clients work with us. Us as a business, as I said, we're almost 3 years old. We're now a team of seven, and ambitious growth plans to recruit more people, which is fantastic. We've been on a very significant growth trajectory. Despite the challenges that the last 18 months has brought us, no difference to all other organizations, but thankfully, as a small business, we've navigated those waters and we're growing really strongly. In terms of the type of work we do, so as I said, we work exclusively with in the tech sector. Very much our sweet spot is with scaling technology businesses, particularly after an injection of fundraising fund-raised investment, where they're really looking to accelerate their marketing and sales growth. If you think about putting demand generation programs in place, thinking about rolling out an account-based marketing framework, for example, for the first time. So it's where our clients benefit from that hybrid consultancy into activation support that we bring to them. And we work with a wonderful array of clients from, you know, AI ops through to cybersecurity, through to MSPs. You know, we span the breadth of the tech sector and the types of businesses that we work with. But they all share one objective, and that is they're looking to rapidly accelerate their growth. So obviously, you know, I think, you know, we're obviously delighted to, you know, we're always open to a conversation with businesses of any, you know, any shape or size that are really looking at an external perspective. I'd always say it's a good starting point. You know, I've got this challenge and I'm wondering what's the best way for me to overcome it. I'm, you know, being pulled down into the day-to-day, and actually a fresh set of eyes would be a useful starting point to, you know, helping me navigate the way forward. So I'd always say, let's start with a, you know, a chat, and we'd, you know, between Helen and I or anyone else in the team, we're always open to offer our advice and guidance. And if it leads to, you know, a further conversation, then that's fantastic. But first of all, let's understand what your immediate challenge is.
Thank you so much for sharing your journey, Orla. That's amazing. So for potential clients who would like to get in contact with you, what's the best way to reach out?
Well, on the Meet the Sponsor page, Angie, people can find some more details of specific projects that we've delivered. So we've got some customer videos and case studies, as well as some articles that shares our perspective on, you know, things like ABM, digital marketing, and how we can help people to implement that in their business. You'll also find our contact details on that page as well. So as I said, please do reach out. Everything starts with a conversation, and we can go from there.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Orla. And it's fantastic to work with such a great organization with leaders such as yourself and Helen. So we really love working with you, and I'm sure our clients do as well. So thank you.
Thanks, Angie. Likewise.